I want to give you a mini lecture in 15 minutes about teaching and touching. The whole idea I want to deliver that if you were touched and you always touched by the love of God, and if you were taught the will of God or the word of God, you can teach and touch. Again, teaching and touching, it's the idea of how to preach the word of God, how to help others to feel the grace of God. It's by two words, by teaching and also by touching. I mean by touching, showing all kinds of love, service, charity. So, before teaching and touching others, you should be touched or being taught, so this will come easily out of your heart. So this is the main idea I want to give you in a few minutes. I would ask you, do you receive a teaching and how? Some of the Christians believe in evangelism, but in a very superficial way. Superficial, yani satih. Some believe that as far as they know God by name, and they went to a meeting for one or two times, they can easily preach the word of God. No. Actually, the Lord spent like 3 years. The whole time he was teaching his disciples, and they were taking out of him everything. How to speak, how to touch the pains of the people, how to pray, how to deliver the message, when one should keep silent, when one should speak. So they got this discipleship in 3 years period. So again, I want to tell you, did you get the teaching? Did you have enough teaching? Did you know what you should know before going to preach? That's what was written in Romans chapter 10. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? So we need a preacher in order to deliver the message, and so they can believe, and afterward they may preach themselves. Look to this. In the first epistle of St. John, he said, whoever had this world's goods, like money, food, clothes, and sees his brother in need and shuts up his heart from him, how doth the love of God abide in him? If you do not feel the sufferings of the people, if you don't have the heart of giving, actually you can never be a preacher. Because the love of God inside your heart will be freezed. You cannot give the love to others unless you enjoy this love. When you experience how much God is loving you, you can tell others what kind of love they will get when they see the Lord or pray to him. Look to this. In IDEA, there was a theme of many of the old conferences. I think we had it 3 years ago when we started the evangelism courses. I was very busy with this verse, that the Lord God has opened my ear. Look to this. Before opening your mouth, you should have opened ears. And I was not rebellious. So sometimes God may open your ear, but you are rejecting. You do not want to listen. You do not want to follow. You are not convinced. So before opening the mouth, please check your ears. Nor did I turn away. I turn away like, you know, U-turn. Many may start the service and they make a U-turn and then going back to their original life. No, if you start this service, you can never turn away. It's a service of consecration, of devotion, of looking forward to the target. It's one way. When you grow in the evangelism service, you cannot live your life as before. You will focus on the salvation of countries, of people, of thousands. So you cannot just leave the story and go back, turn away to your original life. And this all started by the ears. So I would ask you, do you have regular meals? I mean spiritual, definitely spiritual meals. Do you pray regularly? Do you sit with the Bible? Do you listen to the Word of God? Do you go to the Father of Confession? Do you enjoy the Mass regularly? If you are not doing this, forget about this service. You cannot. Do you have regular daily Bible study? Do you attend regularly a weekly church meeting? Do you regularly listen daily to sermons? We need all of these in order to prepare ourselves or to let God guide our way in this service. Also, it's not only a teaching program. To make a preacher, you don't need a teacher. To make a preacher, you do not need a teacher, but you need a loving heart. So, beside teaching, you need to exercise touching. I mean the touching, the touches of the Lord. Do you receive touches from the Lord day after day? Can you see His touches through your life? Do you enjoy His kind hand doing things around? If you look carefully and you can taste this kind of loving God-man relationship, I think you can help others to enjoy this life. So do you understand the circumstances around? We all suffer. We all have times of pain. We all have times of depression. We all get stressed. And we sometimes get many good things. Can you see the hand of the Lord in this and that? You have to. Before preaching the Word of God, you have to, you know, used to see this. يعني تتعود انك شايف ربنا كل يوم في حاجة بتحصل بتاخد بالك من لمسات حلوة حاسس انه محاوطك في الحالة دي هتطلع منك التبشير او الكرازة بشكل تلقائي لان هي الموضوع مش ايه درس تاخده تروح تقوله خالص الموضوع مش كده خالص. Also, do you thank for all good things and success around? Do you enjoy or you live the thankful life? Do you notice the fine touches of the Lord in your family? You can see the good touches around, not only in your life, but in others' lives. Also, in order to be a good preacher, you have to be a good taster. I mean, you taste the nature, because the nature is the original work of the Lord. So when you look around, you listen to the singing of the birds, to the weather, to the flowers, to the animals, to the plants, to the sun, to the rains, to the light. Do you glorify God? Can you see the Lord around in everywhere? You know, when you go to Africa or Asia, you will see different kinds of nature. But in all countries and in all natures, there is very clear the perfect hand of God, the designer, the artist. So before preaching the Word of God, you have to taste this beauty. So I always admire those coming from Africa telling me, wow, the mountains are green and the clouds come through the mountains and the rivers come through the mountains. And احنا طبعا ناش كلام ده في مصر بس الصحراء جميلة الحق برضو انما صدقوني الصحراء جميلة هما بيجوا تفرجوا عليه. عاوز اقول كله حلو بس المهم انك انت تكون بتعرف تستطعم لان الحاجات دي لو ما بتأثرش عليك يبقى انت distracted, انت برا الصورة, انت جزء من الديزاين الجميل ده. So when you enjoy the beauty of life, the beauty of the nature, when you glorify God for this, you can easily talk to people about your God, the creator, the designer, the artist, the good one. And also, by the way, nature may help you to repent, not only to thank God, but also to repent. Because, you know, all the creatures are doing the will of God according to the instincts in themselves. يعني ما فيش حيوان ماشي برا القصة بتاعته. يعني متبرمجين. The only creature who disobeyed God, who went out of the plan, is man. فاهمين المعنى؟ يعني بصراحة المخلوق الوحيد اللي بوظ القصة كلها البني آدم. لأنه ما هو مش مطلوب من الأسد أكتر من اللي هو بيعمله، ومش مطلوب من الشجرة أكتر من اللي هي بتعمله، بس اللي كان مطلوب من الإنسان ما عملوش. Also, you get touched by the touches of God through men of God, through men like God. So we always surrounded by good people, ناس طيبين. And you can see the beauty of God in a smile, in a smiling face. For those who surrender their life to God, سلمين حياتهم كده عايشين بالتكال. Those who care much for the sick or the poor, those who endure their pains and suffering, those who focus on their spiritual life, those who are looking always forward to run forward to catch the kingdom of God, those who spend the whole day thanksgiving God, graciously giving everything. So you can see God in the nature, in the people around, inside your heart, in His book and words. So if you are touched by God, you can touch others by God. But if you do not have a real personal relationship with the Lord, you can never help anyone to change. You cannot. القصة مش قصة يا جماعة معلومة بنقدمها. No. الكارز بيحب ربنا بجد وحاسس ان ربنا بيحبه بجد وحب ربنا شغله. الكارز عاشق عاشق، فعشان كده طول الوقت عاوز يتكلم عن معشوقه حبيبه. فالموضوع ما هواش قصة ايه التزام اعمى ولا واجب تعمله. You may also be touched by bad people, but in a different way. You know, the work of the bad people and their thoughts and their fate also sending messages to you. Look to this darkness. Look to the dark side of the truth. Look how evil the world is full of. Look to their fate. نهايتهم شكلها ايه؟ So even by seeing the darkness in the world, you also touch it by the Lord. How could you, God, stand for this? Secondly, ازاي ادم استحمل يا رب الشر ده كله؟ كل ده عشان الفري ويل بتاعت البني ادم، عشان بتحب البني ادم المتعب. يبقى انت حتى الشر اللي في الدنيا بيقول لك حاجه. لما بتقابل انسان شرير بتبقى قد كده شايف الكوربشن اللي حصل في الهيومن بيينجز، وشايف قد ايه ربنا متألم وساكت. Another question: do you teach? Do you have the ability to teach? Did you try to start teaching even in the circle around you? In the circle of your family, friends, relations? Did you start in any way preaching? Because you know, the preacher will not be born in a different country. He should be born in his country. فاهمين المعنى؟ If you are a good servant, wishing everyone around you to love God by this fire inside your heart, you can go preaching anywhere. But if you are living in Cairo and you never think of delivering the message to the people living around you, you will never be a preacher. فاهمين المعنى؟ الكارز ده مش بيتخلق لما بيتحط في أفريقيا، لا، الكارز ده بيتولد هنا. إنه أصحابه اللي في المدرسة ولا في الكلية متضايق إن هم مش عارفين ربنا، بيصلي لهم، بيحاول ينكشهم، كده يتولد الكارز. إنما أوعى تفتكر ان الكورس بتاعنا هيعمل كارز ولا الميشن اللي هتطلع هتعمل كارز. No. When St. Paul was first touched by the grace of God, he saw the Lord Jesus Christ. He went into Damascus, Damascus, and in this country he started preaching. And they tried to kill him, so he went to Jerusalem. In Jerusalem they tried to kill him. So he went to Tarsus, and they did not respond to him. So he went to Antioch. But everywhere he was a preacher, he couldn't stop himself, because it's a fiery experience. So do you really use the word of God in your comments, in your relations? Do you pick up chances to comment spiritually? So we need to practice evangelism among friends in the work, in the college, not, you know, in a unwise way. We need to be wise, but also we need to think this way. If you are enjoying the touches of the Lord, you will learn how to touch others by the Lord. You can help others to feel the touch of the Lord. So, do you touch others? Are you kind enough to give this touches of the Lord? You know, very simple touches of service, of love, of caring will affect people around. And also we need to practice this here before going anywhere. Do you touch others by your humility and true love? Is there any guy around ever told you that I was touched by your attitude? In this way you will be a preacher. But if people living around you, they never saw any difference between them and you, you are not a preacher. Do you touch others by your purity, by your self-control, by your honesty, by being faithful? So please live this life before talking about the life. Remember always that in the first verse of the book of Acts, it was written, of all that Jesus began both to do and teach. So Jesus did before he taught. Our Lord Jesus Christ was living, was doing things before teaching anything. So we need to practice love. We need to practice the true Christian life. We need to be honest. We need to be pure. And so afterwards, preaching will be easy. Let's put it this way. We do not need professional evangelists. We just need true Christians. We do not need professional evangelists. احنا مش عاوزين نخرجكم يا جماعة كو معاكو شهادة كارز. لا صدقوني ولا 10 سنين تعمل كارز. No. احنا اللي عاوزين نطلع منه ان احنا نكتشف ان المسيحية البسيطة الحقيقية هي لوحدها كرز. اللي يحب ربنا من قلبه هيبقى كارز. اللي يحب الكنيسة من قلبه هيبقى كارز. اللي يحب الناس من قلبه هيبقى كارز. ويمكن يبقى كارز من غير ما ياخد باله. وهو لو اي بلد هيبقى مؤثر فعلا. We do not need orthodox scholars. Scholars معناها اللي هم الايه الدارسين يعني والمتخصصين. We need living orthodox. We need those who enjoy the mass. Enjoy the liturgy. We need those who love the agbaya. We need those who love the icons. Love fasting. Not only doing this thing, but it's in their blood. هو ده اللي هيقدم الأرثوذكسية الحلو. We do not need verses, keepers. يعني إيه مش عاوزين اسطوانات بتقول آيات. ده ما يعملش كراز. صحيح الآيات مهمة. لكن الموضوع مش رص آيات. برضو لا. صدقني لو ما عرفتش تقول الآية بس قلت معناها من قلبك خلاص عملت اللازم برضو. إنما we need talking Bibles. We do not need computers. We need talking Bibles. اللي هي الأناجيل المتحركة اللي هو أنت. We do not need strong personality leaders. It's not that necessary. We need humble, meek servants. We do not need strong leaders. we need more humble, meek يعني وديع servants. So the last theme I would say, learn how to teach and touch, but before that enjoy being teachable and touchable. Learn how to teach and touch. هي دي قصة الكراز. How to teach and touch. How to love silently and verbally. ده مطلوب وده مطلوب. لكن before this, enjoy being teachable. تفضل طول عمرك بتتعلم, طول عمرك بتلقط لمسات ربنا, طول عمرك بتتفاعل مع محبة ربنا. ساعتها هتعرف تتفاعل مع الناس وتوصلهم. Glory to God. Amen. Homework of the newcomers, Saturday classes from idea 40 and Jeremiah 1. أنا عمال اختصر اهو, يعني اصحاحين بس, خلينا ايه يعني كويسين. أشعياء 40 وأرميا 1 دول صحيحين بس, هنطلع منهم الأسبوع ده الآتي. Please find out the characteristics of an evangelist, the materials or contents of evangelism. Okay. يعني ببساطة أشعياء 40 وأرميا 1 هتلاقي فيهم نقط بتقول هو يعني إيه واحد بيكرز, شكله إيه ده الكارز ده, وإيه بالظبط يقول إيه, هو ايه وبيقول ايه, خلاص محتوى موضوعه ايه, الكونتنتس ايه, وهو كشخص شكله ايه.